That it is Thomas Randolph, the Black Widower, is a case that we're bringing you here on the podcast. We're bringing you courtroom coverage as it now goes back to trial, but wanted to give you kind of the synopsis of the story if you've not heard it before. It's actually been covered many years ago because the crimes took place quite a ways back. There's been multiple deaths involving this character, and he's now facing trial again as his original conviction had been thrown out, including he was on death row and now he could potentially walk free. That's the scary part about the Thomas Randolph case. And we'll just kind of dive into it right here. He's been dubbed the Black Widower due to the suspicious deaths of four of his six wives.
Jeez.
Yeah. You know, I guess if you have six wives and you're old, the odds that maybe one of them or a couple have died, you'd probably get up there. But there's been suspicious deaths. That's the part about it. He's under the glaze of the legal system. He's 65 years old. He's in Nevada. He was previously sentenced to death in 2017 and had his conviction reversed. Well, no longer on death row, Randolph remains in custody as the anticipation for his retrial has been growing, echoing sentiments from two decades of intertwined love, death, and suspicions. And if you want to hear the audio of that trial, we'll be carrying it for you every single day right here on the feed. For many, Randolph's story takes a chord due to the eerie pattern surrounding his marriages. Four wives met untimely deaths, and life insurance payouts followed two of those tragedies. In 2017, at a trial, prosecutors accused Randolph of orchestrating the death of his sixth wife, Shannon Koss, and a man named Michael James Miller. Allegedly, Randolph paid Miller to murder Koss to claim over $360,000 from a life insurance policy. Randolph consistently rebuts these claims, recounting how he found his wife shot dead by Miller. According to him, he fatally shot Miller in self-defense. While the jury's skepticism of Randolph's version is clear, their distrust was further fueled by a grim episode from 1986. Randolph's second wife, Becky Galt, was found dead from a gunshot wound to the head. Although acquitted, the court allowed the jury to consider evidence from that case, including a substantial $500,000 life insurance inheritance. December 9th ended up marking a turning point as the Nevada Supreme Court concluded that the jury should not have been presented with evidence from the 1986 case. Consequently, Randolph's conviction was overturned, paving the way for a new trial, which is what's going on right now. Reacting with evident glee to the court's decision, Randolph expressed his relief on a podcast, stating, "I'm just as happy as can be because I've told everybody I didn't do this." Yeah, and a closer look at Randolph's marital history unveils kind of a tangled web of relationships marked with death and suspicion. Let's go down that list, shall we? There's Catherine Thomas, who's alive. His first wife testified that Randolph threatened her life during their marriage, despite residing peacefully in Utah. Allegations swirled that he once sought a hitman for her own assassination. Becky Galt, who is deceased, this was in 1986, while Randolph claims she committed suicide. A witness testified he was approached by Randolph to murder Galt. Ganna Altum is alive. Alleman's testimony against Randolph portrayed him as a looming threat, recounting an instance when a gun discharged while he cleaned it in her presence. Then there's Francis, who was deceased in 04. Francis died under suspicious circumstances. Allegedly, Randolph conspired to murder her in a trailer, a plan that fell through because the would-be accomplice feared Randolph would turn on him. After her death, Randolph immediately cremated her, later receiving settlements from both a hospital and the life insurance policy. Then you have Leona Stapleton, who's also dead. Randolph reportedly shared with friends and family that cancer claimed Stapleton's life. The details remain shrouded in mystery there. And then you have Shannon Koss, who died in 08, the crux of the upcoming trial, the trial that's actually about going on right now. Randolph's account of finding her dead, then shooting the assailant, Michael James Miller, had been met with skepticism, especially given the substantial life insurance payout received after after the death. And if you look at that one, that's very similar to Francis. where that alleged hitman backed out because he thought, well, Francis might kill me and make it look like it was self-defense, which it looks like someone might have done. At least that's the accusations. Yet, as Randolph revels in the decision, not all share his enthusiasm. Cause's daughter, Colleen Vayer, candidly voiced her frustration, saying, everybody needs to know he's guilty. He did it. There is no doubt. I'm really mad. I'm really angry with the system. As you should be.
Yeah.
We, of course, will have that trial audio for you every single day. What I've seen thus far, I've watched some of the opening statements that were made, and you just got to go, well, this will be a circus. The individuals testifying on his behalf, I guess not the most well-spoken, to put it nicely. I don't know how else to say it. I don't know what else.
That was my take as well. Yeah. I think everybody in his world is troubled. There's some, just a gut feeling I'm getting that something just isn't right here. I mean, all the evidence aside, I'm just getting a vibe like something is just so off here.
Well, number one, I mean, and the whole list of accusations or the whole list of suspicious deaths that we just went through, if you had one of those in your life, you'd be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe, you know, that happened. That was horrible. But to have like six, all with a lot of suspicious characteristics surrounding them, that says something. There's smoke here, without a doubt, and I'm going to guess there's also fire as well. And considering your daughter is also flat out saying, he's guilty,
right?
He did it. I mean, normally your kids, if you didn't do it and they love you, they're not going to be sitting there, you know, telling everybody that you should go away. I'm assuming she probably knows more about the inner workings of this individual than most, has probably witnessed far more than most, and knows what he's capable of doing.
Let me flip it on its side for just a second. What if he is just really unlucky? Right? I mean, you know, everything is pointing at him.
But
what if he's just a really bad judge of character?
Have we ever had a case where someone's just really that unlucky? I mean, is it a possibility in the ether? Sure. But is it reality? Not so much. I mean, there's the fact that there's all these people that have come out and said what he's done around them, to them, threatened them with, or hired them for. There's a lot of people that all tell the same story about this individual. At the very least, I hope they start investigating some of these former deaths. Although I wonder what they can really find at this point, considering cremation. And he seemed to amazingly, never get charged or caught with any of these previous deaths. All skated by on the area enough of being, a little odd, but not something that he was ever charged with.
You know, I wonder, how much do you believe a person that you've hired to potentially kill somebody? Do you really believe their testimony? I mean, they don't seem like a real trustworthy person to begin with.
True. You have to weigh that sort of testimony, but I would certainly trust the former wives who have nothing to lose. Why would they want? You wouldn't. I mean, the last thing you want to do is have to go into a courtroom and say something horrible about your, or make an accusation against your ex. If it wasn't true, the repercussions of that could be horrible. If you're saying that you believe this person was capable of killing you or killing somebody else, or that they attempted to kill you, especially if they don't go to jail, then you have a very angry person that has the potential to do that. If you believe that, that's out of jail. And there's a lot of these women who got together or, you know, stood up and said, we're going to tell you what we know because our time with him wasn't right either.
Ugh.
So,
yeah, you're making some really good points.
We'll watch this and you can listen to it as well. Like I said, every single day, press subscribe so you don't miss it right here on the podcast.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast, dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.